So good afternoon, everyone. And what I'll be talking about is, first I need to go over, I don't have any personal financial relationship with commercial interests relevant to this presentation, and no relationships to disclose. What I'll be doing is I'll be providing an outline of certain topics and certain strategies and things which I thought worked for a lot of individuals and probably for me as well, which would be at the end my personal thoughts and suggestions, and what are the study materials, what are the strategies which all of us can use. So as Molly talked about, CPH exam is a computer-based exam. There are 200 items. It's at a proctored testing center. You have approximately 4.5 hours to complete, and no calculators or scratch papers allowed. And the emphasis here is more on concepts, conceptual, and not on calculations, because you have the biostatistics section as well, which I'll come to that soon. And there's a tutorial, and there are questions in blocks which you would be seeing. So the coverage of the exam is the 5 core areas, and you can see those. And then there are the cross-cutting areas which deal with communication, leadership, diversity, and number of other topics. The emphasis is, from item point of view, is more on the core areas, and then there are some other items which I mentioned here on cross-cutting as well. Some of the study guides and study materials I'll be talking about is, Molly talked about the MPH competency set from the ASPH, and then there's a study guide which is prepared by the ASPH, and which is, they keep on updating it, and they look for item, as she talked about, specialists to create different items, and I've served on that before, and that's a good resource. They have lots of references and other things as well. There's a sample tutorial and a test question format on the NBPHE, and that's the web link which you can access, and that helps you in preparing for this credential. And there's still more. Jones and Bartlett's have a CPH exam quick reference review, which is a good resource. I've used that. What they do is they have different sections related to the core competencies, and there's a review of important conceptual information, and I'll go over that later. And then there are some as National Public Health Training Center Network, Public Health Foundation Train, if you're familiar with this, and I'll show you, I have a slide, and Public Health Social Networks. So this is just a quick overview of this reference review. It has figures, tables. There are 200 practice test questions which can give you good practice, interactive flashcards, and web links, and so on. So this is just to show you if you're familiar with the train and what it's basically, it gives you a web-based training, and you can get a certificate depending on what's your area of interest. And you see, this is just an example of some areas. If you want to look at specifically food protection or solid and hazardous waste in environmental health, you can click on that, and that's one of the good resources. Okay, so this is something about the tips and strategies. Now, we all of us know that public health is a diverse workforce. So you may be thinking about the academic experience versus practice-based experience. And some of you may be directly out of a program, and some may be practicing in public health, or you are out in the field for a while, and how that relates to this exam. So So what I feel that it's always from the core areas point of view, if you have that academic competency, it certainly helps you, but it has helped individuals who have been out in the field as well when they reviewed some of these areas and they did really well on the exam. Also, years of experience. So these are some factors which are important when you're thinking about the exam. And you don't need to be anxious about it and look at all these books and resources, because there'll be number of references and resources. You need to think big, think out of the box, and basically relax, because as she said, the report is graded pass and fail, so there's no score. Either you would have a pass or a fail, and that's how the report would look like. How long should I study? So this is a very interesting question, and actually it's a continuum of, and depends on your study style. So there are different kinds of people. You can have a month of serious study, 1 to 2 hours a night, more on the weekends, or studied casually 1 to 2 months, and then more intensely the last week, or crammed the last week. So there are different kinds of individuals in different categories. Personally, I was probably in the first one, but then I know a lot of individuals who are in the other ones as well. So look at your study style and what is comfortable to you, and that would determine how long you should be studying. So advice from some professionals, do I need to study? And some of the comments: I didn't study for the test, but if a person has the time, I would recommend it. I used my experience to answer the questions. Unless you are a recent graduate, you absolutely do need to study. Your public health degree has already provided you with all the core competencies, so that you should be having that, and you can refresh your memory and you'll be ready to go. Some more advice. The test doesn't cover detailed intricacies of quantitative analysis. It covers the information you should know anyway, the core competencies which I showed you earlier. And again, the reference book was very helpful, and some of the other things. My personal thoughts and opinions are, you may like to do an individualized kind of study, and you would prefer that more, or some of you may like to study in groups, and that has been beneficial as well. You can decide to work with different core competency areas or however you would like. But the important thing is stick to the basics of the competencies which are there, and if you have all of those and if you have covered all those, then you should be fine. There are online resources to supplement your readings and discussions. And the last, which is the most important thing I thought personally, was conceptual understanding was the most important. And some of these resources do help you in that kind of understanding. And once you have that, you should be able to tackle any kind of question. So those are some of my thoughts, and I'll pass on to the next speaker. Thanks a lot.